All right, thank you for dropping by, everybody, again. This is Dennis Mann with Dennis Mann's Podcast. It's Sunday evening, August 6th, 2017, and today we're going to take a look at Kent Jacobs' case. And I posted a video on YouTube years ago that I want to refer you to, where I took a video camera and I traced the last known steps of Kent. So you don't have to just imagine it in your mind's eye. You can actually go to YouTube and pull it up for yourself. The keywords, you just type in on YouTube, Kate Jacobs, last known route before vanishing. And this is what we think may have happened. We don't know what happened. We're just trying to piece together stories that we're getting from drug dealers and drug addicts. So you got to take that into effect. But, you know, we pretty much, by and large, this is what the family is going with. This is what we believe probably happened. Now, again, just as a disclaimer, something totally different could have happened. We just don't know. But this is what we're being told. And what I want to point out to is, like I said, the video starts out at Roger Locklear's trailer where Kent was, and then he walked out and eventually takes you by the trailer where, this is the important part, where the trailer where Donnie Godwin and Char Royal were living. And this is where Belinda Hall said she drove over to Donnie's because she found out that they called her and they said they had Kent's paycheck money and they wanted to buy drugs. And when you're in the driveway looking at the trailer, you could see the line of sight that Belinda was going to have. So it was very, very easy to see Kent inside that trailer. And we're told that Kent later on walked down Jackson Street through a woods. It's about a 3-minute walk through a trail. It's just a shortcut out to Porter Road, which is a main kind of highway there in Hope Mills. And he was heading over towards Brooklyn Circle. Now, we have a very nice, normal, healthy guy came forward after Kent disappeared. And he said he was out fixing his truck. Yeah, I think he had a problem with the clutch, and he went to one of the auto parts store, and he knew how to fix the truck himself, so he fixed it, and he was taking it out on a test drive, and he was driving up and down Brooklyn Circle, slowly just making sure that everything was working properly with his truck, and he says he saw Kent standing on the corner of Brooklyn Circle and Porter Road. There's no reason to not believe the man's sincerity, because he wasn't out to try to gain fame in a missing person case or anything. He's just a nice guy trying to do the right thing, and he says it's Kent. Maybe it was somebody else he saw. We don't know. But I wanted you to see the YouTube video, and that's basically what we know. There's also a report of some kids playing basketball, and like I said, they say they saw Kent, but when we really pushed them on it, it was never something that we were able to nail down 1,000% that it was actually Kent that they saw walking. So there is a little bit of question there, but it is what we're told. So if you go to, like I said, on YouTube, do Kent Jacobs' last known steps, you can see the video there. So, you know, the race at Roger Locklear's house was at 1 o'clock, and this gentleman driving the truck up and down Porter Road, he said it was roughly 5 o'clock. So that leaves 4 hours. Let's say Kent watched the race for 45 minutes to an hour at the Locklear's. That would have left 3 hours. There's too much time. That's too long for Kent just to get out of the house and walk from Roger Locklear's house, stop at the Godwin's trailer, and then walk over to Porter Road. He would have been there easily by 3:30 or 4. So the 5 o'clock sighting, there's too much time there. So if that was Kent, then he got delayed elsewhere. Maybe he spent more time in Donnie Godwin and Char Royal's trailer. Now, if that sighting by the man driving the truck up and down Porter Road, if that was Kent, then clearly he did not die inside Donnie and Charlotte's trailer. So that's where we are 15 years later. We just don't know. But anyway, the sighting of the truck where Kent was at 5 o'clock, that's just maybe 100 yards from where Cliff Jones's property is and where the Cumberland County Sheriff's Detective wrote a search warrant. They think that Kent's buried in that refrigerator right there. So it puts Kent right in the hot zone to where the Sheriff's Department thinks Kent's body is today. So that all fits. You know, it all fits. But the deal, when you're dealing with drug addicts, boy, it's really hard, even when they want to be honest. How do you believe them? How do you believe them? Because that lifestyle is so conducive to just lying about everything. And at the end of the video clip, I had a chance to get Cliff Jones's granddaughter in my car one day. And she knew I was filming her, had the camera out, just filming her. And she had told me that Kent was buried out by her grandfather's. She never said refrigerator, but you can go to the video and see for yourself what she said. Maybe I could pull up the audio here. Hold on a second.
Tell her what you know about Kent. About what Papa said.
Papa told me that Grandpa and them that if he told them where they hid the body, that he was going to come hurt me and my mom.
Where they hid the body?
Out there by Grandpa's house.
Okay, you just heard the words of Jessica Kaiser. She was the granddaughter of Cliff Jones. And like I said, she lived the hard life, the drug life, the prostitution life, and all that. But she was just relaying to me information she heard. So this is not going to be a long podcast for Sunday evening, but I just want everybody to be aware that there's a great video up there on YouTube that traces the last known steps that we believe happened in Kent Jacobs' case. So that's pretty much what the family thinks, and I concur with most of it, but I also believe there's a very good possibility that Belinda Hall is correct and that Kent probably passed away right in that trailer where Donnie and Charlotte were living, and then they panicked and called Cliff Jones for help. So, like I say, if we knew what happened, these podcasts wouldn't be necessary because we'd just go get Kent. But the fact that we don't know, I'm just giving you the different scenarios, and this is really a great resource. I should have mentioned this. I did an interview with Unfound last Friday night. And my mind just blanked. I totally forgot to share this video with Ed over there, the host of Unfound. But anyway, this is a great video. So go to YouTube and type in Kent Jacobs' last known steps before he vanished. Okay, thank you very much, everybody.